no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gra-ta-ta-ta.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 845 here in the Queen City. And we are talking to a queen, SmackDown Women's Champion. Go ahead, Burpee. Go ahead, Burpee.
Oh, you want me to?
Go ahead, Burpee.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Burpee. SmackDown Live.
That's what I'm talking about.
Women's Champion. Our own superstar. See what I did? Brought it back because of the song they just played?
Yep.
Okay. Natalia is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, in the Morning Madhouse with Miss Jessica and myself. Thank you for being here. Miss Natalia, you're in town because SmackDown Live is here.
That's right. We are so excited. We're at the Spectrum Center tonight, and the show starts at 7:45, and tickets are as low as, I think they're even lower than $20 to start.
They are.
So we've got a great show tonight. Everybody from the new WWE SmackDown Live champion, AJ Styles, myself, Charlotte Flair, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Jinder Mahal, The New Day. Of course, you're going to see Shane McMahon, my boy, and Daniel Bryan, and many more. So it's going to be a big night. Plus, I've got the women's championship match tonight against Charlotte Flair.
Well, last time WWE was here, we met Charlotte.
Right.
She actually came up here. You ladies look beautiful. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're out there you're wrestling and you just expect bruises and all. But you ladies are beautiful. I need to know what the workout regimen is and how can I take part?
Well, what it really is all about is learning how to contour. No, I'm just keeping that highlight on point. you know, for us, one of the things I think that makes us beautiful as women in the WWE, as superstars in the WWE, is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I've said it so many times, but being here and working here and doing my dream job, I feel like there's nothing I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And finally winning the SmackDown Live Women's Championship and being able to like say that was a dream of mine that was fulfilled, I feel like I go to the ring now with just more confidence than I've ever had. Like, I feel strong and empowered, and I go, even though I play the role of a bad girl on TV, I love what I do. I love the girls that I'm in there with. I wanna be the best bad girl that I can be. And I think that confidence radiates. I think it shines through. Our girls are so, we have so many different women from every walk of life too.
Mm-hmm.
So we really embrace that. And different things work for all of us.
Yeah.
In the gym, you know, as well. So some of us love to powerlift. Some of us love to do yoga and Pilates. And if you're Naomi, you just have an 8-pack and you didn't have to do anything.
8-pack. Now, you're also a part of Total Divas.
Yes.
You're also, how is that trying to balance filming for that and then being on the road and trying to get everything just, what is a typical day?
And it's seven, they're on their seventh season. Have you
been
on their
season and
the entire time?
I've been on the show since the very beginning.
Wow.
Since day one.
What, by the end of this season, season 7, we'll have done over 100 episodes.
Mm, wow.
So it's really special. The show is a labor of love for myself in particular. And, you know, I'm just so proud to say that I've been on it since the beginning. People love watching the show. People recognize me. You know what's funny is that people recognize my voice.
Mm.
I'll be in Publix buying cat food with my mom. I do a lot of stuff with my mom. I'll be buying cat food and like,
hey, mom,
chit-chatting about somebody that's getting on my nerves at work, and somebody will walk up to me and go, you're Natty. Like,
yeah.
And they'll just recognize me from my voice.
I read that you used to be a ring announcer.
Well, I did ring announcing before I wrestled.
Yeah.
I hosted a kid's wrestling show. Eric Bischoff was one of the people in charge of it. It was called Mat Rats.
Mm.
And it was myself and my husband, TJ Wilson, and a few other people were a part of it. Joey Styles was he was the commentator for it. Mauro Ranallo worked with him. And anyway, I hosted that show. I was a ring announcer and hosted the show. And that's how I actually started wrestling, was they asked me to do a run-in. They were like, well, we want Natty to do a run-in at the end of the main event. She's going to do the first move I ever learned was called a Dragon Rana, which, by the way, is a front flip onto somebody's shoulders into a Hurricane Rana.
Mm.
A front flip off the top rope.
A front flip. So that's the dragon. Because I know a Hurricane Rana, you just jump up with the legs,
so
flip them over.
Dragon Rana is a somersault onto the person's shoulders into a Hurricane Rana.
Wow.
And that was the very first move I learned. And I did that as the host of the show.
I tried that with my brother one time, but it didn't.
Well, and then my uncle, the British Bulldog, was like, Natty, you need to get into wrestling. You're a natural. So he was one of the first people that encouraged me to start training. So when I was 18, I started training in the dungeon.
Wow.
And, you know, the rest is history. I was one of the only women to ever train in the dungeon. I'm the first third generation female superstar in the WWE. Mm. And, you know, when we look at third generation superstars, The Rock was the first male third generation superstar. So for me, I'm really lucky. I've done some really cool stuff. And when I'm on Total Divas, I just get to tell people off and not get in trouble for it.
Sassy. Don't play with Natty. Oh, Natty, yeah. Natty will lay into you.
Oh, yeah. You know I don't play.
Well, WWE going down tonight.
Right.
Spectrum Center. For people that have never attended, what can they expect?
Well, tonight's a big night. And I didn't want to give Burpee too many spoilers, but they're, first of all, we don't even know half the time what's going to happen because it's the most fun and spontaneous work environment you could imagine. Anything and everything can happen. You can expect the unexpected. Sunday is Survivor Series. It'll be live on the WWE Network. And everything right now is building to Survivor Series. So as you guys know, the game, Triple H, is now part of Team Raw for Survivor Series. Yeah. And of course, we've got our Team SmackDown. And we've got, you know, just so many surprises. So I can only imagine what is going to happen tonight. And all I can say is that I'm going to bleed blue until the end of time. I am Team SmackDown. I am on Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan's team, and I believe that we are the A brand. We are the best.
You heard that, Raw?
Of the best.
Did you hear that, Raw? I think shots were just fired from
shots
that.
Shots were fired.
They were. Because you know there was Jessica, you don't watch, but I'm an avid fan. SmackDown went over to Raw a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
We invaded Raw.
And they listen, I was a little, you know, I sit there and I know you sit there watching and you're like, oh man, what? But when it happened, I was like,
oh no.
It's like, no, are they really doing this?
Oh, yeah.
No, not Braun Strowman. They got Braun. So they were under siege. And it was great. I can't wait to be there tonight.
Just a couple of tickets left.
Right.
Just a couple
just
of tickets
few.
Left.
Just
so
a
make
few.
Sure you get your tickets and check out Natalya tonight.
I can't wait to see everybody. And I cannot wait to make Charlotte Flair tap out to the sharpshooter. Yeah, in her hometown.
Ooh.
I hope her father is watching via
satellite. Oh, she done called out your daddy.
And,
yeah. She done called out your daddy.
I'm calling you out, Charlotte. I'm calling your father, Ric Flair, out. And Charlotte, the Queen City... Charlotte, this might be Flair country, but tonight it's going to be Heart country.
Ooh. You heard it here first, you listening.
I love it. I want to do one. Oh, I'm sorry. I get really excited.
We see.
I think I can do a promo or something. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm a WWE superstar and I can just do it.
Burpee, we need you in WWE. You can be my manager. You be my Jimmy Hart.
He can be your hype man.
Listen.
That's exactly what I need.
Yeah.
I will be Jimmy Hart. I'm loud. I can talk. And that's what I do.
You're ready to work to own, not to rent, lease, or refinance.
Come on now.
You can practice all of those moves on him. He'd be the perfect dummy for that.
No, not me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be the manager. I'm going to be on the side.
He's going to have the megaphone like Jimmy Hart.
Right.
Thank you so much for being here with us. We about to go. I know Burpee wants a
picture. I don't want to leave. I want to stay
and
keep talking to you guys.
You don't have to go nowhere. She got to go. She got to go. Oh, Jessica, stop trying to run people off.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm not going to mess with her shoe. No. Keep it live. We are No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
That ass up. You're listening to Charlotte's favorite morning show
with No Limit Larry